Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Reminding me of yesterday. So stuck on bringing me down. You should know by now that I'm not sticking around.
All right, 7 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, raring to go in this hour of conversation with Rich McFadden. He's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Molly Page is here. Kenny Kessler is here. And most importantly, you're here to hear us go through the... this is... we can... like grunting in the weight room. Let's lift. Everybody ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound good.
You
got to get those muscles working early.
Yeah, you do. Oh. The brain muscles especially.
Sounds like we need a squatty potty.
Yo, heave-ho. The Islamic State group that claimed responsibility for the assault on the cartoon contest may not be what they have purported to be. So are there wannabes, is the question. When I grow up, I want to be just like those guys in ISIS. Who says that? Well, apparently... The two who, let's see, Nadir Sufi. Am I pronouncing his name right, Molly?
Yes.
Nadir Sufi and Elton Simpson were both Americans who lived in Phoenix, and they said they were doing it in the name of ISIS. And apparently ISIS says not so fast. Or is that really where the doubt is coming from? I would ask for all kinds of input on this. The FBI has been involved in this, and the local police have been involved.
Responsibility.
ISIS, or these guys claimed they were members of ISIS.
Both.
Which was it?
Both.
ISIS is saying that they ordered them to do it.
Really?
But. Yeah.
All right. Molly, if I ordered you to bump somebody off, would you do it?
I'll do anything you ask me to do, Doug.
Really?
Right amount of money.
And how close are you to Rich?
He's in the next studio.
Yeah. We're 10 feet away from each other.
There you go.
It's just a short stroll.
Yes. Bring it, girlfriend.
All right.
No, but the thing is, nobody can confirm any of this yet.
No.
We don't know.
It's unclear, Richie. That would be the best word for it. Unclear.
I think what ISIS can claim right now is that their ideology had a part to play in this.
Okay.
That there were no specific instructions from them. And they had no contact with them. That can be proven to this point.
Okay.
So their ideology was in play here.
How do we then, using the word play, how do we play this, or how does the news media play this so that we do not, because the evidence does not indicate, as you are suggesting, that it really was an ISIS attack. Yet some of the news media folks are saying, ISIS on American soil. See, we told you.
Yeah.
And there, you know, then you can go back to what are we collectively as Americans or as the world community doing to get rid of ISIS? And once again, it is squat.
Well, I mean, as we dig into this, we'll find out more. But right now, the only thing that they can kind of connect is that it looks like Elton Simpson appears to have had some online ties with the British ISIS recruit who lived who was
online. Yeah, okay. So there's a hashtag this or Twitter that.
Following their Twitter, or maybe they went as far as emailing each other.
So those of you who are getting all worked up about this, calm down. I think that's probably the best way of putting it. Kenny, what are we missing or leaving out here? Anything?
No, I don't think there's anything missing. I think ISIS was quick to jump on it to say that that this was their thing, but that was kind of stupid because it didn't really amount to anything except the loss of
two guys got killed.
I think the walkaway here is that sure, go ahead and do what ISIS tells you to do. The same thing could happen to you.
We'll
happen
bump
to
you
two morons.
Right, exactly.
Congratulations.
Yep. Hip hip hooray for the good guys. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Rich or Ken or Molly.
I think right now at ISIS headquarters,
yes,
they've got a map up on their wall of the United States, and they're going, okay, Texas, no good. Don't go to Texas again. That one didn't work so well.
right, Kenny, what do we have? Facebook.com/good day, Twitter good day on whether it's the doubts that have been raised by the claims or whether it's just comments on the situation in Texas.
John says, "Dear ISIS, if you really had anything to do with this, may all your future endeavors go this smoothly."
I think that seems to be the commonality here. Okay.
Exactly.
We took care of them. What else have you got, Kenny?
Kay says there are several good things that have come out of this. One, the guard has survived with minor injuries. The media coverage, insurance, and GoFundMe campaign will get him compensated.
Mm-hmm.
Two, no one but the would-be killers are dead. And three, more people know of the hate-mongering Geller.
Yeah, she's the one that's a wild card here. Other than what we've found out about her collectively this week, has anybody looked back, or if we haven't done that, I don't like using we, you know how uncomfortable I am with that. But is there some way, maybe Molly, you can take a minute and go back and see what her story is? That we dig around and...
I mean, her story is pretty easy. She's runs an anti-Islamic group.
Yeah, we know that.
Tries to...
But before that, where did she come? How come, did her parents beat her when she was a kid?
Oh.
What's this? I want to know
why. I
hear
she did not have a lot of friends as a kid.
No. Well, okay.
No, she was quite isolated.
And she's no relation to Uri Geller. Let's put a rest of that right now. Geller is a common Jewish name. So I guess I don't want to assume that she is, but that would be an interesting part of this. Normally, I wouldn't pay attention to name or ethnicity, but if she's Jewish and she's running this group, I think there is an interesting, I don't want to make assumptions, though, all right? There's an interesting sort of conclusion one can draw, and you can say, well, what is that, Doug? Well, let's find out a little bit more about her first, okay? Let's do that. And in the meantime, did I say squat a few minutes ago? I think I said squat.
Squat.
I said squat. What an interesting word that is. Squat. If we were to define that, I guess it would depend whether you were working out or not. The squat is when you go down and you sort of keep your butt level with the ground and have some weight on your shoulder or do something like that. Let's see.
Isn't that a saying? Keep your butt level to the ground and keep reaching for the stars?
I think you're right about that.
Wasn't that?
Ladies and gentlemen, Casey Page is just
there.
That's right. Casey Page is here. He started using that, by the way, when he was a jock in a local jock, I think in was it Minneapolis? Casey Kasem always used that, yeah.
Such a great... Yeah. Tagline.
Yeah. And he's dead now, so I could probably steal it, Richie. What do you think?
Oh, no. I think his family's got lawyers.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, you want to stay away from that.
Yeah, the family. At least the daughters do.
Yeah, oh, no.
They put you in a hole.
You bet. Sure.
Okay, anyway, the fact that Mother's Day is Sunday is, let's deal in facts here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We deal in facts, right?
Sure.
Okay.
You say so.
Yeah.
Number one.
Something like that.
Mother's Day is Sunday.
Fact.
Number one. Fact number two. If you're like most children, you have not gotten your mother anything yet.
Yeah, fact.
Right?
Fact
number two. Fact number three. Your mother, if she's like most other people in the human race, every once in a while, maybe more often than she'd like to admit, has a problem eliminating. That a
fact?
Wouldn't
know about that.
You don't. You don't talk about those things with your mother.
Not so much.
Really?
You guys?
My mother does not have a problem.
No.
No. Okay. Well, see, the two out of three at least know what's going on with their mom. You might want to make a call, Molly.
Yeah, you're right.
Just to make sure.
I'm on it.
Okay. So this family, the mother had seven children and developed a problem that I'm betting a lot of other mothers who had a lot of children, and maybe even not. You see, this idea for the squatty potty came out of an acknowledged problem. But the problem isn't just that she had seven children, and so that's why this is not narrowed down. It just happens to be that that was the reason that the son came up with the idea of doing this to help out his mom. But most everybody needs to use their body as it is most efficiently designed. And your body's not designed, frankly, to eliminate the way most of us do. That is getting down into that. Well, I don't have to be descriptive here. The squatty potty is engineered so you can mirror the correct angle, the correct efficiency of the natural squatters. And when you don't use it, it doesn't your system doesn't work as well. You want your system to work well. So why not? I'm suggesting you try this for Mother's Day. It may be that it's not the only thing you get for your mom for Mother's Day. Maybe get her, I got an idea. Let's get her a dozen roses and put it, put the bouquet on top of the squatty potty. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
Sure.
I might go with the roses first. Love you, Mom. And to keep you healthy, I also got you this.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right, so you're now intrigued and you're thinking, okay, this makes good sense.
It's such a simple invention, and it makes sense.
Very good, Richie. I like that. So that's all Bed, Bath, and Beyond stores. Or you can get a Squatty Potty at SquattyPotty.com. For this week, text the code Doug, D-O-U-G, to 511-511 and get a special coupon to save 20% off your entire order. The only way you can save 20% is to text the word Doug to 511-511. Text Doug to 511-511 and give a Squatty Potty this Mother's Day.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneering cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secure cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Hey, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office needs coffee bad. Got any?
Yep, and at a low price.
You have cups?
Staples has 12-ounce cups, 8-ounce recyclable.
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners?
Stirs, filters, creamers, sweeteners, K-cups.
Hazelnut, French vanilla, French roast, dark, light, medium, bold, extra bold.
And decaf.
Why would you say that?
No reason. Make on budget happen. Make caffeinated happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 33.9-ounce can of Folgers Classic Roast Ground regular coffee for just $6.99.
Offer valid ends QA46030 in store and online. It's 5.9 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $169. More deals from 49 cents and 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
That'd be you, sir.
Oh, for some reason I was looking or listening for something else. So, Ms. Geller, Ms. Page, what do we know? What did you find out about her?
A bit, yeah. She was born to a Jewish family. She was raised in Long Island, president of two anti-Muslim groups.
Now or heretofore?
Now.
Yeah. Okay, so there's two of them.
And goes back quite some time with this.
Mm-hmm.
On her blog in 2006, she republished caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad.
Yeah. Has she written a revised version of Mein Kampf?
Well,
remember
last
year, she was the one responsible for those ads that ran in the subways in Washington and New York City.
And she's also the one that said President Obama is the love child of Malcolm X.
Ah, perfect. All right. I made the comment of a Mein Kampf with the specific intention. 21 after the hour.
Oh. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Crazy. 24 at the hour on the Good Day program. So Prince is going to do a special concert.
Concert, yeah.
Yes. And the circumstances are, Molly?
Well, it's going to be on Mother's Day. It was just announced late yesterday in Baltimore. It's being billed as Rally for Peace.
Uh-huh.
It'll be held at Royal Farms Arena in downtown Baltimore. It says, in a spirit of healing, the event is meant to be a catalyst for pause and reflection. That's according to Live Nation. He's putting on the show.
Yeah.
He also recently composed a song titled Baltimore in response to the unrest and the death of Freddie Gray. And he's been doing this a lot, actually. He's been doing a tour across the U.S. and then announcing where he's going to play just a couple of days before.
Really?
But he said because of what's going on in Baltimore, he wanted to give a few more days heads up so that they could get it together.
Yeah. All right, so that sounds like a cool idea.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great music. And there. I want to know if there are any songs. We don't have to know right this second, but how many songs there are in existence that have Baltimore in the title? I'm trying to think of one, and I can't. The only thing I can think about Baltimore other than me
dancing
being
in the streets, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, I think, does.
It has Baltimore in it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Really?
I don't remember that.
Not in the title, but in the lyrics.
Yeah. All right, well, maybe you can check that out for us, Richie. That'd be wonderful. Meanwhile, time for us to check out the late-night monologues last night. Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and David Letterman in the focus here.
That's a great idea. I don't know why it hasn't come up before, but Mother's Day this weekend. Listen to this. What a lovely, subtle, tangential campaigning device.
Oh.
Hillary Clinton announced she's running for president on Mother's Day. Will call someone's mother. Now, on the other side of the aisle, Ted Cruz, wanting to be president nomination for the Republicans, he will find somebody's mother and remove them from Medicare.
Good. All right. We're going through them, Richie, or you want me to introduce each one of them?
Well, which one do you want next?
Conan O'Brien.
Okay. Right here.
Man, it seems like half the country is campaigning for president now.
Yep.
It seems like every day 9 new people step forward who you've never heard of before.
Right.
You know, seriously, it's like, I'm Josh Gibble. I do love Gibble. I'm a Gibble man. But Hillary Clinton, she's the known quantity.
Sure.
Yeah, Hillary, of course, everyone talking about her. According to a new report, Hillary Clinton's campaign staff is already worried that Bill has become a distraction.
That's true.
Yeah, in fact, Bill Clinton's new Secret Service code name is, Oh Jesus, Now What?
Another person has announced they're running for president. This time is former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee.
Yay! You feel the excitement.
The room shaking. Get this, I read that he actually plays in a rock band called Capital Offense. Not to be confused with Jeb Bush, who recently joined a mariachi band. Yeah. This is pretty impressive here. Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign announced that it raised over $1.5 million in the 24 hours after he announced his bid. Big news for Sanders' campaign, but when it comes down to campaigns and how much they cost, $1.5 million, it doesn't really buy you that much, really. I mean, just take a look at the ad they just released.
Find Bernie Sanders.
You kind of get the gist, I think.
All right. So there's one, Richie, from Ellen's program yesterday that's kind of fun. That would be 601.
If you drink too much today, you may have a hangover tomorrow. Whenever you have a hangover, everybody has advice on how to get rid of it, right? Some people say that you should drink water and eat carbs because that's how you feel better. And some people say you should have a little more to drink the next day, like hair of the dog. And some people say you should learn from your mistake and not drink as much the next time, which is ridiculous. Pshaw.
All right, chuckle time over. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. I'm your host, Mark Green, today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie. Coming right up, in an interview with Diane Sawyer of ABC, Bruce Jenner said two big things. He's a transgendered woman, and he's a conservative Republican. Which is more shocking?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window.
And then,
somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Ron Christie and Gary LaMarche. Bruce Jenner was the man who won the decathlon in record numbers in the 1970s. This week came out as a transgendered woman and as a conservative Republican. Which is more controversial?
Well, I don't know if Bruce Jenner is going to speak for the Republican Party or whether his announcement that he's a Republican.
Will they embrace him?
I mean, I'm a Republican. I could care less what the guy does behind his doors if he wants to come out. I think there are going to be some who obviously are going to look negatively based on his sex change. But, I mean, who cares? What people do in their bedroom, as long as it doesn't impact me, I could care less what they do.
It seems to me that to the extent that it contributes to larger public understanding of the fact that some people are transgendered, and there's been a lot of changes in social attitudes about that, and you see it reflected in the culture. To the extent that someone as prominent as Jenner comes out and shares his story, it can't but be good, and also demonstrates that this is not about Republicans or Democrats. The guy, I don't care about his politics. I think it's probably good in raising greater awareness in the society as a whole, including among Republicans.
Thanks for listening. That was your Both Sides Minute today with Gary LaMarche and Ron Christie.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Molly Page, Kenny Kessler, and the cows are out in the pasture doing their number. That's about all I can see. I put a new kind of face oil on my face this morning, and it's a little thin, and it's dribbling down into my eyes, so I can't
see. I hate when that happens.
What I'm talking about, but then...
Someone needs to invent, like, eyebrow guards.
That's right. You're right, and I had a haircut. Yeah, Richie, when you get your haircut, do they do your eyebrows, too?
No, I have a little kid at home that I do.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Kenny, you get your eyebrows done? I mean, cut.
Sometimes.
Yeah. See, that would have
if I haven't taken care of them.
A little funnel here, but that's, neither here nor there. We're about the things going on in the world today, and what's going into my eyes, probably not the most important thing. Here's what you need to know about the day today. The Senate expected to vote today on amendments to the bill, which would give them a say over the Iran nuclear deal. Wait a minute. There's a procedural move. Hold the phone. Stop the debate. There's a problem. Republicans and Democrats are upset with Senator Tom Cotton, first term Republican from Arkansas, and Senator Marco Rubio of Florida, who used this maneuver. Full vote may now take place on Thursday. So why did they do this would be the question. What's to be gained by slowing down the discussion of the Iran nuclear deal? Why would they want to put two more days in it? I mean, Kenny and I talk about this all the time. These foolish things that go on there that most people don't realize cost a lot of money. Every time they do something and they plan it, they have to print a lot of documents. They have to get a lot of things in line. It's not like somebody raises their hand and says, okay, let's vote on this. No, there's a whole system that goes with it. And with that come expenses. So what you don't know about how the system operates is that there are things going on behind the scenes. There's staff. I mean, the staff that they have is huge in both the Senate and the House. So we just think, okay, there are only 535 people there between the Senate and the House. There are thousands of people that work in those buildings. And so when you gear up for a vote, they've all done their stuff and whatever it is that has to be done in order to make it all legal. That's another thing. They have hogtied themselves with all these procedures that go into having to, and I'll sort of boil it down to the local level. Last night, I'm a member of the Framingham Town Meeting. So we're having our spring town meeting, and we're discussing various budgetary items. And there's a problem with one of the parks in town. There apparently was a dump there at one point in time, and the stuff that was dumped was under the soil, and now it's bubbling through. And so there's a big to-do about cleaning it up. But they can't lift a finger until every person from the town manager to the health department to the town council to the public works people all agree on who they think on the federal level has to sign off on this. So they have a big powwow to decide whether they go to the environmental protection people, do they go to OSHA, do they go to the Department of Ag. It is they can't move. They spent 5 weeks talking about how they're going to process the procedure to see what they have to do, and it's a $600,000 study before they move an inch of dirt.
How does your head not explode?
It is bananas. What goes on, how we have hogtied ourselves to process and procedure, and that's why nothing gets done. And so whether it's these two guys, I mean, here's how long did it take the Senate? If you knew the story behind the story, the Senate yesterday adopting the spending plan that came forth from the Republicans. And
$3.8 trillion?
As usual, they're taking a shot at the health care law. And we'll go back to this again. One more time, Kenny, of taking a shot at the health care law.
Crazy.
So how much money do you think how much of your tax dollar was spent yesterday screwing around with these various procedural moves that were aimed at either Obamacare or the Iran deal? And it's just Republicans don't want that stuff to happen. Not that the Iran deal is a great deal. I'm not suggesting
that.
And I'm not suggesting that
the healthcare law.
But I know, but Rich, each time this happens, it costs millions of dollars. And for what? Because they're knowing what the outcome is. Obama's going to reject.
Yeah, I mean, the healthcare thing, it's strictly a procedural, not a procedural, it's a... They're trying to make a statement.
Yeah, I know, but
it's non-binding anyway, right? It's non-binding.
Yeah, but so Kenny, where did we come up with that number that it was $1 million every vote? We came up with that.
I looked through it, and it's what the time of the Congress people, what their time is worth, right, and their staff.
But with the Iran deal, it's not done yet. So they think there's still hope to make changes, to
So that's the reason for the day put off?
Yeah.
Really? Well, with the Iran deal, they had a bipartisan bill to give Congress permission to the ability for oversight on whatever the president was doing. But then the Senator Cotton from Arkansas added 66 amendments that is slowing everything down. That's why Mitch McConnell called for cloture and for a vote.
And he told somebody to go get him in the cloakroom and give him a butt in the butt. I mean, a boot in the butt.
Probably.
As Molly would say, a boot in the butt.
A butt in the butt sounds like a good time, actually.
Is these amendments that go into these bills that have nothing to do with the bill.
Nothing. It's a spending bill to build a new park in downtown Hope, Arkansas or something.
Right. Okay, so we're going to vote up or down on Iran. And, oh, by the way, we want this bridge in Poughkeepsie that we need paid for.
Yeah. All right, by the way, speaking of Hope, Mike Huckabee yesterday declaring a candidacy for the presidency, second time for him. long shots. Who are the longest of the long shots here? We used to think Scott Walker was a long shot, and not so anymore. But Carly Fiorina.
Ben Carson.
I don't
care. Bring them all
Huckabee.
In. I love it.
Yeah, it's good for the debate.
I love it.
Good for discussion.
I love having 15 people in there
yeah.
throwing all their ideas out and all the ideas.
And they spend all their time attacking Mrs. Clinton. They don't
No. Yeah, right now they need to attack each other.
Yeah, that'd be
then when they whittle it down, then they'll start attacking Mrs. Clinton.
All right, speaking of attacks, four men, Afghanistanis, sentenced to death today for their role in a mob killing of a woman in Kabul. I think that was last month. She was accused falsely of burning a copy of the Quran. So they killed her. See, this is the kind of stuff most people, you know, we talk about ISIS and you talk about some of these, the way the world is outside of our world and how these people think. And we're all sort of educating ourselves because of what happened with, thanks to Ms. Geller down in Texas and the cartoon contest, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But these people, they are myopic. They have one focus and one focus only. And that is the teaching. I'm not saying all Muslims, not hearing me say that, but the people who go off the deep end with this stuff, they are so focused on their intolerance. Here's this woman that didn't even really burn the Quran, but there was a rumor in town that she might have done it. So they kill her.
It's like the witch burnings, the Salem
witch
burnings.
Yeah, that's a great correlative. It is. And those people were not guilty of anything anyway, time has taught us. But because there were whisper campaigns, it's kind of like if you wore a revealing dress, Molly, into some place and the older women are looking at you and they're Molly. So, 100 years ago or maybe 200 or 300 years ago, that would have been cause for you to be sentenced to death.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, just because of sin. And so we think we've come a long way. And I guess to a point we have in comparison to these sorts of things in our country. But it's not fair to say the rest. But many places in the world are in the Dark Ages. This is Dark Ages stuff from 1,000 years ago. These people haven't progressed since the beginning because that religion is about 1,000 years old, isn't it? Doesn't it go back about 1,000 years? I think maybe 1,200 years.
It's pretty old.
Yeah, but it's not as old as Christianity and certainly not as old as Judaism. But the thinking now by some who are in that very conservative, block, it's all about the brutes, the foundation of the religion. And so that's why there are so many problems. And we have grown in many ways. The rest of the world has. And so we don't understand why it is. And is that part of the problem with the Palestinians and the Israelis, do you think? Is that what goes on? The Middle East, I've spent a lot of time in the Middle East, and I feel that there is this war between the past and the present that goes on there. And you see it boil up all the time. I mean, Netanyahu and his group that are governing Israel and what they are appealing to in terms of how to deal with a Palestinian state. Their dealings with the Palestinian state are no different than they were 1,000 years ago. And yet Israel is a progressive modern country, but they still have this thing. It's like, let me take a stick and stick it in your eye. That's what both sides, sticks in your eye. And what can we do to stir things up? And one wonders, actually, whether or not most of this stuff isn't done just for purely political reasons. So one person or group can have power over the other. But what else is the reason? Most Palestinians, whenever I've been in Israel, I meet with Palestinians, meet with Israelis. A lot of the kids from wealthy families go to the same schools. They learn the same things. They tolerate and work with each other. Christians, Jews, and Muslims, you find them working together all the time in Jerusalem. They pay no attention to their religion. So at whose behest is all of this trouble? Where does it come from? You think the average person that is in Syria wakes up in the morning and says, I hate those nasty Jews and I want to kill them all? Or is there just a group of people who feel like they can raise? Yasser Arafat made $3 billion for himself and his family before he died, just basically stirring the pot. Palestine, remember the old reference, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, Palestinian leader? So how do you get $3 billion? How do you get a mansion for his wife in Paris? How do you get a home for himself in Morocco? How did all that happen? Where'd that money come from? Isn't that, I mean, think about it. The amount of power that comes from keeping all of this stuff up in the air. And are we victims of that here to a point in our country? The sorts of things every day that we go through, I'll use the, back to the vote on the, you know, Obamacare and these procedural issues with the budget and whatever, and the things that are thrown into the budget. You don't think, Kenny, as we were talking about that, that there are companies that have gotten to congressmen that have these projects that are thrown in that may be $100, $200 million. These guys that are actually going to get the job, you don't think they were responsible behind the scenes for that maneuver? Of course they were.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's just all about follow the money. The whole world is upset because someone's going to make a buck. Think about it, right? It's all about making money. Why is Geller, I'd love to see a tax return from her. Wouldn't you? I want to see how much money she makes.
Pamela Geller, the one who had the conference where the cartoons for the Bahamas.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. How does she sustain herself? Well, they donations. Get money and donations, 501c3. Uh-huh. I want to know how much she pays herself every year. Don't you? Isn't that food for thought? 13 before the hour on Good Day.
Every business trip starts with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, this country wasn't built by folks waiting for opportunities to come to them. They went to their people and things got done. And if you're one of those business people, there's a range of choice hotels like Comfort Inn for every type of business trip.
Should I stay or should I go?
You always have a choice. Book now at choicehotels.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
American farmers continue to become more sustainable in the techniques they use to grow food. It's important to remember that due to varying land, climates, and soil types, there is no one-size-fits-all solution. With advances in modern technology, farmers are more capable than ever of protecting the environment while raising healthy food. Kim Bremer is a dairy nutritionist and a member of Common Ground, a group of volunteer farm women joining conversations with consumers about how food is raised.
Sustainability really is at the heart of what farmers do every day, and we continue to produce more food with less resources than ever before. You know, we do that in how we care for the land and particularly how we care for the animals.
Developments in biotechnology known as genetic modification have provided new ways to reduce applications of products that control weeds and bugs. Many farmers also use state-of-the-art soil and water monitoring services and the latest field research to be the best stewards of the environment. Join the food and farming conversation at findourcommonground.com and at Common Ground Now on Facebook.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too. Till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, 11 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with instant news. We should have Richie find a bulletin, or we can have a segment on instant news with Molly Page.
What do you add? Like if it's instant, do you have water, beer, coffee?
No. Yeah, and milk on this program.
Okay.
Milk.
That's
please.
Right.
Make
milk.
Mine milk. Okay, so the okay. French are working on what happened to the...
oh, that's
instant news with Molly Page. Instant news with Molly
Can
Page.
I be Les Nessman?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so France is now releasing their report on the German Wings crash that happened back on March 24th. It's actually just coming over the wires now. You can get
really?
The full report.
Wow.
It's really detailing a lot of things that happened in this crash, but
Didn't
one of the things... It doesn't really change anything, but the French investigators are saying that the German Wings co-pilot who crashed it practiced a controlled descent on a flight previously.
Ah, there you go. So and when you said crashing. Wings, I was thinking you were talking about Buffalo Wild Wings. 51 after on your day.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key? I see Esk, Katarl, and Pigup. There doesn't seem to be any key.
There's an alt key. I got one of those. Let's see. What else do we got here on the thing? There's a, what's this thing with a funny picture on it? Picture. What's that, Greg? I'm looking at a picture of something on my keyboard.
That's the Doug Stephan key.
Yeah, don't push that.
Right, everything gets destroyed if we push that. 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time with Greg Stebbins, who's the technology expert at, I was going to say, I don't know why I'm thinking about Bloomberg, Men's Health Magazine expert on technology. Let's see if Amazon's Home Services, which is offering a variety of different services now, most of them are pretty standard things, like you can, just like Angie's List, right, Greg? Plumbers, repairmen, that sort of thing. But you can pay to rent a goat on Amazon Home Services.
I need a goat. I need a goat. I think, and you know, Amazon is also launching a thing called Echo.
Echo. What is it?
You put Echo in your house,
yeah.
And then when you run out of cereal, you just say to Echo, "I ran out of cereal," and it orders it and ships it to you.
How about, is it coming in a drone or on a drone or not?
It might come on a drone, but I think you're going to wait a while before it arrives.
Really?
The drone project is still under diplomatic and...
So is it just voice controlled? Because otherwise you can just go to Amazon and order cereal.
Yeah, but
right?
you can't do that while your hands are full with a bowl of...
So you can just mean there's a microphone somewhere in the kitchen.
It's
and you
like
can
a little robot or a little...
And where this eventually will go.
Kitchen counter.
Really?
Here's where this will eventually go, because right now it's a piece of hardware with software in it. But ultimately, you will, for instance, you could, for instance, begin to install things like light bulbs around your house, and in the light bulbs will be microphones, so that no matter where you are in your house, you can say, Fox Blue.
I can be on all the time. Put me on the air in Albuquerque.
I cannot wait to see Greg. I cannot wait to see Doug's head explode when the Internet of Things comes about.
Right. I'll be walking around the house singing in the year 2525.
I give it a deadline.
Yeah. Remember that song, In the Year 2525, if man is still alive, won't need arms, won't need legs, because everything will be done for you. I'd rather not have that.
We're not going to have to wait to 2525. I'm predicting 2016.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Are we losing the battle against hackers? Greg will talk about that in a moment here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served. In a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Things change as you get older. Glasses get thicker. Sunscreen gets stronger. Hair grows where it shouldn't. The same is true for your car. Some changes you can see. Some you can't. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. All right, let's get to the battle against hackers. There's something in Bloomberg Business that suggests we are losing, I don't know if we, but the companies who are most concerned about having their websites and whatever other things, their business hacked, are not doing so well.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing. This is a cat and mouse game. And the headline in this Bloomberg story that caught my attention is, here's why companies keep losing the battle against hackers. And you have to understand this, because it applies to your personal life as much as it applies to business.
Yeah, right.
But
yes.
I don't think it's fair to say companies keep losing the battle. You have to understand that the battle is never going to end. You cannot win the battle.
Right.
You have to go into it understanding that the goal is not to win. The goal is to stay one step ahead, cat and mouse.
Yeah.
And some companies will be better at this than others, and some companies need to be better at it than others. But companies and you can lose exactly the same things. You can lose your identity. You can lose your personal data, or in the case of a company, your customer's data. But you can't ever give up, and that's important for us to realize, too. You must be vigilant every day.
Yeah, and don't do stupid stuff on your web, on your computer.
Well said.
Don't do stupid stuff. In the year 2525, if we are still alive, we won't need arms and legs, because the computers will do everything.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.